this month, you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Earlier this month, you may have heard that the Department of Justice filed charges against two Chinese companies that manufacture memory chips found in just about every electronic device that you can imagine. The suit was filed on behalf of Boise-based Micron Technology, one of only three manufacturers of this chip in the entire world. The case involves the theft of Micron's proprietary technology. We did contact Micron to see if they would like to talk to us about this. They did decline that offer. However, writer Adam Rogers covered the story for Wired magazine, and he joins me live by telephone. Welcome to the program, Adam.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Well, I appreciate your time. So, Adam, for people who haven't been following this story, can you just quickly give us some background and kind of where we are at this point?
Sure. It's a little bit labyrinthine, but that's
yeah,
a good espionage tale, right?
Right.
Has a little Le Carre to it, except it's not Russia, but China. So where we are right now is the Department of Justice has indicted three people, Chinese nationals, and there are also some lawsuits between the companies involved and some legal stuff going on in Taiwan also. It's not clear whether any of that will ever amount to anything more than what is on the table now, except for some trade consequences that I can tell you about in a second. But basically what happened was Micron, which makes, as you said at the top of the show, DRAM chips, which are sort of a critical commodity for computers. There's only a couple places make them in the world. They went to Taiwan and formed a kind of joint venture, a company called Micron Memory Taiwan, where they wanted to manufacture the chips there. The president of that company, after the company was spun up, the president quit, went to a competing company called United Microelectronics, which was in Taiwan also, but a joint venture with a company called Fujian Jinhua Integrated Circuit, which is basically a Chinese government-funded company. And they had put $700 million into United Microelectronics. The president of that company got two other former employees of Micron Memory Taiwan to come with, and the three of them all together had access to, so the Department of Justice alleges, the secret plans to how to make one micrometer feature DRAM chips, the most sophisticated DRAM chips that were kind of the next phase of Micron's business plan. They brought all that over, and then lo and behold, Fujian Jinhua announces, hey, we can now make one Micron feature chips. And Micron, the Boise Micron, said, yeah, wait, guys, that's our stuff. Mm. The beautiful move there was that it took long enough that the Chinese company was able to file their own patents in China so that by the time Micron was trying to get law enforcement interested in the IP violation, the Chinese government was actually able to file a patent infringement against Micron with what DOJ and they allege is their own technology, saying, wait, you know, saying that Micron was violating mm-hmm. the patent, not vice versa. So that was sort of the back and forth that was going mm-hmm. on kind of undercover in a way. And then that eventually led to the indictments that the Department of Justice filed, but didn't tell anybody about. They were still sealed until the story that I wrote, until September, where they released them publicly as part of a broader concern that mm-hmm. we can talk about that the United States government has about Chinese technological espionage.
Right. And so very quickly as well, what makes this chip so incredibly important?
Well, it's critical to the way computers access fast memory. This is how your computer knows what you're doing when you're working on it. And no computer can function without DRAM. And what you want to be able to do is have chips that have more and more of that memory. So that means smaller and smaller features. That's a physics challenge as well as an engineering one. Mm-hmm. That requires all sorts of technology to be able to actually build the chips and proprietary techniques to build them. So the chips have to be able to sort of talk amongst themselves as well, to talk to each other. And that all has to do with features that are on the chip and how small those features are. And since but for all of that, it's essentially a commodity. There are just those three companies mm-hmm. around the world, two Korean, one American. They're the only places that make them. So if you're making a computer, you have to buy it from them. And each of them is always in a hunt for some advantage over the others to make it so that you'll buy from Micron instead of the Korean companies, if you're Apple or if you're Microsoft, if you're Intel, whatever. And So that's what was so important, not just about the chip specifically, but about this one micron mm-hmm. feature set that was the new advance.
And then part of this is like what you said about this international espionage, even though it sounds like a James Bond movie. I mean, this is real. And the Justice Department also alleges that the Chinese government played a big role in this, correct?
Yeah, what they're saying is that Fujian Jinhua Integrated Circuit is basically a Chinese government company, that the money that came from that company to have the joint agreement with United Microelectronics, which is where the allegedly stolen IP came from, is Chinese government money. And and some of the evidence for that is kind of right out in the open. The Chinese government puts out these five-year plans and these plans for the technology that are technological and scientific priorities for the country, and building DRAM, especially advanced DRAM, is right there in the list of priorities. It's in the new five-year plan. And to the government, I said this in the story, but to the U.S. government, those plans essentially look like a call for, you may have heard the term recently, stochastic terrorism, which is this mm-hmm. idea that, like, you can just sort of put the word out of what your extreme political views are, and if you can get enough people to buy into it, then they go out and do terrorist acts without you as the center having to order them or organize them. In a sense, this is a little bit like stochastic espionage. The idea is that the Chinese government puts the word out and says, gosh, we'd really like it if maybe somebody could potentially tell us how to build DRAM, and we're not going to ask too many questions about how you learn how to do it. And then allegedly, the folks who were working for this joint agreement with Micron in Taiwan then say, like, oh, wait a minute, we just have this thing that we know we can get, money, support, some kind of backup from a mm-hmm. Chinese government from a Chinese government funded entity, which is a little bit different than trying to recruit an asset, trying to recruit a spy to then go get hired someplace else, right? It's kind of an after-the-fact sort of espionage. Mm-hmm. Is what the government is saying is what's going on.
I'm speaking with writer and editor of Wired magazine, Adam Rogers, about a piece that he wrote recently about the Justice Department suing Chinese companies about potentially having stolen proprietary property from Micron. And so, Adam, also, so three people have been arrested, like you said, but what is the likelihood where this goes next? I mean, are these people actually going to probably end up in a courtroom, or, you know, where does this go at this point?
Yeah, and I'd even say they haven't even been arrested. It's just been like the U.S. government says we'd sure like it.
If they were arrested.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, we asked the special agent in charge of the FBI in San Francisco, which is the office that has a lot of jurisdiction mm-hmm. over economic espionage, and said, like, how are you ever going to get these guys? And he said, well, you know, we would hope that the government would cooperate with us. He said also, you know, every so often folks who are under investigation like this sort of slip up and they go to a country that does have extradition, and then the FBI and Department of Justice swoop in if they can. Mm-hmm. But really, it did seem like there was not a lot of hope that they would that Micron and the U.S. government would have recourse mm-hmm. against the specific people and who they're accusing of having done this. Now, there are trade weapons that the government can wield against the companies and against China, so that becomes part of a bigger mm-hmm. a bigger question about the relationship between the United States and China. But
so, Adam, just to interrupt really quick, because we're running out of a little bit of time, but I wanted to know too, because when you said that there had been enough time that lapsed, that one, I believe you said at least one of the Chinese companies was able to patent this.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens then if they hold a patent on this, even though, you know, there's an allegation that this was Micron's proprietary, property?
Right. So patents aside, nominally, other Chinese companies, the technology has jumped the fence. Other Chinese companies, if they were trading with each other, this information could start building DRAM. But what the U.S. government did do was put those companies that could make it onto what are called an entity list, which meant that nobody else in the world who the United States trades with is allowed to give the U.S. the parts, the materials, the technology to actually build them. So even though they have the plans, the idea is that the U.S. tries to put pressure on them in a way so that they can't build it anyway. They know how, but they don't have the stuff, the actual equipment and material they need to build it. And that's that's what you try to do, as I understand it, to essentially protect Micron's position in the industry, is that, well, okay, they may have the plans, but they don't have the machine. They don't have the actual the actual guts of it. That's the idea. And whether that works, that all unfolds in a broader context of what some people say is up to $300 billion of U.S. losses to an increasing amount of Chinese technological espionage in the U.S.
So, you know, for a lot of people, this may seem very over their heads. I mean, this is techie stuff. I mean, we're talking espionage, all of that. But bottom line is, why should someone care about this? I mean, you're talking a lot of big money. But beyond that, you know, is there a trickle-down effect to the average American?
Well, what ends up happening is that technologies that were proprietary to an American company, which had a lot of jobs, really important in Boise, right, becomes something that a company that wants to buy DRAM can get more cheaply somewhere else. Technology companies are already pretty deeply enmeshed with supply chains in China, so it's just another thing that they can buy from there. If it's half the cost because it's subsidized by the government because China's trying to build audience in that sort of same way that Silicon Valley does when they get subsidies from venture capitalists and sell things for much cheaper, you can get them anywhere else so they can build up an audience of people who get dependent on that marketer, that could happen here too. So putting aside the kind of wonky details of what the technology is, the way to think about it is this is what the U.S. government is alleging is that this is the Chinese government stealing information expressly to undercut an American company on the world market.
And that is the bottom line right there and the end point for many people who might, like I said, think this is a little out of their range, but there is that potential effect on people right here in the U.S.
That's the idea. That's what certainly what the Justice Department and what the federal government at large are saying, yeah.
Adam, I really appreciate you taking some time and talking to us today. My guest today has been Adam Rogers. He is a writer and editor for Wired Magazine, recently wrote an in-depth article about a Chinese company being accused of stealing proprietary trade secrets from Micron. And, of course, you can still read that article on Wired. Adam, again, thanks so much for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.